Hello everyone, welcome to the second episode of our podcast BT Explore, where we delve into the world of architecture and the innovative work we do at BT Architects. I'm Michael, the marketing specialist here at BT Architects, and today we have some very special guests with us.
Hello, Michael. Hi, everyone. This is Adib from the HR department, and I'm very excited to share with you some insights about our internship today.
And we also have a special guest joining us today, a past intern from our previous program, Diana. Welcome.
Hello, everyone. First of all, I'm glad that I had the opportunity to express my gratitude for being part of this internship with BT Architects. And being part of this internship was a rewarding experience. And hi, my name is Diana, and I'm an interior architect with a master's degree, graduated from the Faculty of Fine Arts and Architecture, Lebanese University. And I've been doing freelance for 2.5 years, and I had the chance to be an intern in BT Architects.
Thank you. Thank you, Diana, for sharing. So Adil, let's start with an overview of BT Architects internship program. What are some of the key benefits that the interns can expect to gain from participating in the BT Architects internship program?
Okay, Michael. So our internship program at BT Architects offers a range of valuable benefits designed to prepare interns to success in the future in architecture. Our interns gain hands-on experience in real life architecture projects, and they get to learn under professional guidance. Mm-hmm. And let me add something, Michael. Our internship program, or let me say it in other words, at BT Architects in general, we focus on developing the skills of the individuals. And when I say skills, I don't only mean the technical skills. Besides focusing on the technical skills, we also focus on developing and strengthening the individual personal skills like communication skills, team working skills, leadership skills, time management skills. Our team get to learn how to communicate and deal professionally with an international team. And last but not least, let me mention that our interns get to learn the U.S. building codes and regulations, which is essential for their future careers.
That's really interesting, Adib. Now, building on what you just mentioned about the benefits of the Architects internship program, can you share why is an internship so crucial for aspiring architects and designers, especially in today's comprehensive job market?
Okay, Michael. So internship is a crucial step in any career path, especially in fields like architecture and design, for many reasons. Number one, an internship allow interns to apply all what they've learned in real life practices. Number two, I think in today's competitive market, fresh grads cannot find a job easily without enrolling in an internship program. So an internship helps freshers to land a job and get hired. Number three, internships help you connect and grow your network, meet people working in the same industry, learn from the people, which also at the same time opens a future opportunities and chances. And let me talk specifically about our BT Architects internship in one sentence briefly. It's all about giving interns the skills they need to be successful in the future.
That's great. I've been really impressed, Adib, by the numbers of applications we received for the internship program this year. Can you tell me the numbers? Do you have the exact numbers?
Definitely, Michael. We received more than 300 applications all around the world. We received applications from Lebanon, USA, Brazil, Argentina, Palestine, Syria, Egypt, Italy, Pakistan, India, and many other countries. The numbers were really, really amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'd like to mention also that we had this number was completely organic. Like, we didn't advertise for internship program in general. It was mainly organic, and I found it really fascinating. I'm really curious also, what do you think drove such a great turnout without much advertising? What do you think?
Okay, Michael. So I would say it's not only a factor, it's a group of factors together. Number one, our great reputation in the market. Number two, our successful stories. I mean, we signed our 100th project in less than 3 years. Number three, our values, our mission, our vision, our culture, the word of mouth. I mean, our internal employees, our team are our ambassadors. Whenever they share their experience, their working experience with BITA Architects, with their networks, they encourage people to apply. So I think it's a group of factors and not only one factor.
That is true. It truly underscores the importance of building a strong brand and community. Our reputation and success stories are indeed powerful draws. Now, Adib, I'd like to ask you finally, what advice would you give to young talent considering joining the next BITA Architects internship program?
My advice to young talent, first of all, be authentic. Authenticity is key. Let your unique qualities shine. Be humble. And when I say be humble, I mean have the mindset of continuous improvement and openness to feedback. We are here to learn. Don't take anything personal. Number three, and this is an advice for interns and for general job seekers and HR advice. Whenever you want to apply for a job or an internship at BITA Architects or at any other company, make sure to read the job description, understand the requirements, prepare, research the company, research the projects, never come to an interview unprepared, because coming to an interview well-prepared gives the recruiter an idea about your professionalism and your readiness to contribute to the team.
Now let's turn to our guest, Diana. Could you tell us a bit about your experience during the internship at BITA Architects? What were some of the highlights for you?
To be honest, I was thrilled that I had the chance to contribute to such a dynamic and innovative team. The guidance I received has significantly enhanced my skills in architecture and my personality. I was particularly grateful for the support and mentorship by the team, especially when it comes to Mrs. Vitor. She was a true leader. She was always there to inspire, innovate, and motivate us. She taught us many things, not about architecture only, which is important also. She taught us how we should put our ego aside and how important it is to work as a team and how can all of us can make a successful project all together. And talking about architecture, we got exposed to real life architecture experience in USA. We got to know the US building codes and the regulations, development of foot construction and drafting skills, and how important the details in our major.
That's really sound amazing, Diana. Now, how did the internship help you in your career development?
It helped a lot. It helped my personality. Usually I'm a bit a shy person, but this internship helped me by having my self-confidence higher. And architecturally, the idea of being exposed to a real-life architecture in a different area, it's a new experience to learn from it.
That's wonderful to hear, Diana. What advice would you give to the new intern joining at BITA Architects this year?
I would advise them to give it a try, and I promise that they won't regret it. And never give up, and don't be afraid to start, and it's never too late.
That's really inspiring, Diana. Thank you for your thoughts. Can you share a specific project or task during your internship that you found particularly impactful or memorable?
One of the projects that left something memorable for me was Barber's Field, since we worked on it from A to Z, and it helped me a lot to go through all the American architectural process, from the building codes, the research process, the drafting part, and we learned a lot from it.
That's fascinating. How did the mentorship and guidance from experienced professionals at BITA Architects shape your learning experience?
As I said before, I was really grateful for the support and mentorship given by Mrs. Vitor. She was a true leader. She never gave up on us. She wants us to be successful, all of us equally, and be shining architects.
That's great to hear, Diana. I'm really thankful and happy for you that the internship program was beneficial for you. And it sounds like the internship program provides a comprehensive learning experience. Am I right?
Yes, for sure.
Thank you, Adib. Thank you, Diana, for sharing all this valuable information. Now, before we wrap up, I want to remind our listeners that our next internship program will start in September. If you're interested in joining, please visit our website for more details and applications instructions.
Thank you once again for allowing me to be part of such an outstanding organization. It was really my pleasure to be part of this.
Thank you, Michael. It was my pleasure to share all these insights with you today. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks again, everyone, for tuning in to the second episode of BT Explore. We hope you found this discussion insightful. Now, don't forget to follow us on social media and stay updated on all things BT Architects. Until next time.